Hey there, high levelers. Welcome to the High Levels podcast called the Spotlight Sessions, where we bring in amazing entrepreneurs that are in the world of digital marketing. My name is John Bermudez, better known as JB, and I'm the business development manager here at High Level. And today I'm lucky to have with me as my guest, Robert Lee of the Lee 6 Agency. Robert, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it, JB. Let's do this.
Yeah, man, it's been long overdue. And as I was speaking to some of my colleagues here at High Level, we've met you a few times at different events, and we've been trying to get our schedules together, and which finally has happened, which is great. What's new at your agency? How are things going with you and the team?
Oh, look, we're working like gangbusters. We are rocking and rolling here. Part of that is obviously using High Level. I've fallen in love with it since I kind of stumbled across it a few years ago. But we're also using a lot of traditional marketing techniques as well, specifically direct mail. And the way that we as a team have been able to connect the modern way of marketing with some of the more traditional methods has just been awesome. We love it. We love doing it. We have a lot of fun doing it. And we're also just blowing minds by the way that we do this stuff.
That's awesome to hear. You know, you brought up a very important topic by mentioning traditional marketing. Traditional marketing has evolved tremendously in the last couple of years. And, you know, when we decided to meet with today, we had put some talking points together. So I'm going to fill in the audience here. For those that are watching this live or a replay, we're going to be going over a few things with Robert Lee and his agency. And one of them is going to be bridging the gap between first party data privacy limitations and how marketers can leverage some traditional marketing along with High Level and other features and functions that are in the ecosystem now. And then, you know, from that part, how do we go ahead and leverage those features within High Level to truly give our customers an amazing experience? And then lastly, how do we bring everything together in an easy to use experience where customers aren't getting frustrated, they're seeing results, and they're staying long term? So those three points are resonate very much with our community. Robert, would you be okay if we dug into those together with your experience and what your agency's doing for your clients?
100%, man. Let's use them to change the world. That's the way I look at it.
So powerful. And you know, when you mention that, it's the evolution, the change of technology and how we do business is always happening. I want to dive into the first question here that a lot of people typically wonder is, how did you come across High Level, the ecosystem, and the community that we have?
Man, it's probably like a lot of you, it's a winding road, and I kind of stumbled across the platform in the course of conversation. I can't remember exactly where it was, but I remember as I started to dive into this digital marketing journey that I'm on, which was 3 or 4 years ago, right around the time that COVID started and kicked in, I joined this community and started just listening to people. I didn't really have much to offer in the way of digital, but I had all of these traditional experiences. So somebody pointed me towards ClickFunnels. And look, if he watches this, if he doesn't watch it, I don't know. But I just remember seeing all those marketing videos by Russell Brunson being like, I don't like you. I don't know you, but you need to tone it down, bro. You just need to calm down a little bit. So I used the platform, and I'm just like, okay, this is what people do. I get it. I guess I'll use it. And in the course of a conversation, somebody just offhand said, yeah, I mean, ClickFunnels is fine, but I really like High Level. There's just a lot more to it. And that was the last of their statement, but it stuck with me. So I went out and started searching and reading and seeing what y'all are doing. And I said, all right, this is what I need. This is what I want. This is what I'm going to start to learn and invest in. And here we are a couple of years later, and I'm seeing Sean's high intensity, high paced announcement videos every day. Been to a mastermind and saw y'all at Traffic and Conversions, and just constantly digest as much as I can from y'all to continue on this journey.
Energy is infectious, and also word of mouth, and, you know, being in a circle of those who you trust and listening to how they're doing business and how they're evolving their businesses is very, very Very important to how people do business in their day-to-day, right? We take recommendations, we take ideas, and then we form our own opinions of it. So it's exciting to hear how you came across us, and your journey, along with a lot of others, is user base, where another user will invite or share what they do and how they do it. And then that user is like, well, I want to do that too, or I'm looking for that help, and this is a solution for it. So that's exciting to hear. Could you share a little bit about your agency experience and how it's evolved maybe in the last couple of years with the different marketing changes that have been happening?
So I have done direct mail advertising for 20, 25 years now. And without going into too much of the history, I'm a dirty political consultant. I got my start in politics. That's where I learned about marketing and how to communicate to folks. And it's the same thing. You're selling solutions to problems. You're trying to persuade people to do something that they wouldn't otherwise necessarily do. You have to build your pipeline, all of that kind of stuff. So I was really good at direct mail because that is a core part of that advertising. So as the years went by and I started to expand my company foundations and build out this enterprise that I have, I bought some direct mail companies. It was always a goal of mine to do. And part of that goal was then, all right, bought these companies. Now, how do I make them tangible and real and good and long lasting in this digital environment, which is changing a lot faster than direct mail changes. And so I started to ask myself, how can I make this method of advertising, which is just a form of media, relevant to people that are living and breathing and vibing information on their mobile devices. And so the evolution of what we have done has followed what the market has led us down the path towards, digitizing the experience of more traditional advertising media. And it's been a crazy wild experience, the things that we found out how to do. But thanks to High Level and some of these other things that we put together, it's been game changing.
So, you know, the word traditional, right, sounds old in its way. With traditional marketing and positioning traditional marketing, how have you added a remix to traditional in that word of marketing? How have you twisted traditional to be more modern?
So the way that I like to point this out is I always like to challenge people's memory a little bit and say, do you remember watching the Super Bowl probably 3 or 4 years ago? And Coinbase had a commercial, a 30-second commercial with nothing more than a bouncing QR code across the screen. It reminded you of those screensavers from back when we were in middle school, of the bouncing icon from the DVD player, right? Or the Blu-ray or the blue disc player, or the whatever device it was. But it made you recall that. But it was a QR code, which means you couldn't read what it was. You couldn't understand what it was for. You had to scan it. And that commercial, it just a light bulb went off in my head. And I said, this is TV. TV advertising has been around since what, the 50s? And we can do that same thing. So I started to ask, how can I incorporate these sorts of advertising methods and data capture methods into what it is that we do? And that's when I started to say, all right, this is how we modernize our traditional methods of advertising. Because here's the thing, traditions exist because they serve a purpose, because they work, which is why it is people still advertise on television, why people still advertise on radio, why people still advertise through direct mail, but they're modernizing it. Podcasts, shows like this, over-the-top television, these direct, variable digital direct mail pieces. You have to follow the path. You know, the market's going to tell you where to go, and you just have to figure out how to do it. So I had that mentality. I was inspired by that commercial some time ago, and I've asked, how can I, the things I'm good at, how can I incorporate that into what it is that I'm doing? And that's what we've done.
I love what you said. You know, traditions are here for a reason. They exist for a reason. And you know, as we look back at some of the marketing traditions that are out there, like you've mentioned, TV, print, different forms of print, they've all have grown in their ways, and it's been because of a human element and creativity. So, you know, it sounds like you've got the creativity thought process down. It sounds like you're doing this already for other customers of yours. And it sounds like that they're getting results based on your confidence with how you're going about it. For someone that doesn't quite believe in traditional marketing or print marketing, or let's just say direct mail for this, and they consider direct mail to be dead, how do you educate them or respond to them to get a better clarity that direct mail is still profitable and a huge asset to businesses today?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is everybody has a mailbox. So let's just recognize that truth. And regardless if you go to that mailbox every day or you go to it once a week, there's a reason UPS and FedEx and the Postal Service all exist. And that's because people need a mailbox. People like paper at some level, they still like it. And the thing is about direct mail is that it's inspirational from a creativity perspective for younger generations. And it's reminiscent, nostalgic. People like getting a letter that has their name on it in the mail if you're an older generation. So it interacts differently. But the thing about direct mail versus a digital ad or a television ad or a radio ad is it's tangible. It exists. You can feel it, you can touch it. Hell, you can even smell that paper sometimes. That's a sensation you can't get from a device in any other way. And the craziest thing about it is people will constantly tell me, "Oh, I just throw junk mail out the door." And I call BS, call bullshit all the time. Because my wife, as much as she complains about direct mail, will save it on the countertop just so I can look at it. I will be at friend's house and they will have junk mail sitting on their counter. I think the Postal Service estimates that a piece of mail will last in a home for 17 days. 17 days. That sort of attention can never be held on a device. Never. You're getting bombarded with thousands of messages a day, cat memes, TikToks about the latest Disney trip, whatever it might be. 17 days on a countertop is a lifetime in advertising. And if you're saying that that's dead, well, I will respectfully disagree with your assessment.
And that's exactly why we wanted you on here on this spotlight today. For those that are just tuning in, we see your comments, we see your feedback, we appreciate it. We have Robert Lee of Lee Six Agency, and he's going to start diving a little deeper into here how he incorporates high level with bridging the gap between first party data privacy, mail, traditional efforts, and bringing it all together so that way you and your customers can have an experience and get new customers from that combination. So, Robert, you know, when people are talking about taking care of their customers and doing what they can to get them new customers, they think of digital marketing advertising right away. They think of Facebook ads, Google ads. They think of all these different ad platforms. And there's one thing that gets right in between the ad and the customer and the business that's advertising, which is that data privacy. Right, those cookies, those things that aren't like they used to be. And you know, in your experience, how are you seeing that hinder or level out the playing field for marketers serving their customers?
Well, as we all know, when Apple forced this change in mindset, it forced us to evaluate how it is that we collect information and just as importantly, how it is that we purchase information. It used to be, and this was just right as I was starting on my digital journey, the pixels still work. You could allow a pixel to do a lot of that work and retarget ads. And as I mentioned, I still work in the political niche, and it was great because you could target people that consumed news of a particular slant, or you could target people that followed particular celebrities. Can't do that anymore. So from a direct mail perspective, the thing is you have to know where your mail is going. And you can use things like every door direct mail where you don't know the people that live in the households, but by and large, you know the names, you know the addresses, you can get phone numbers and email addresses as well with your consumer lists. And these are perfectly legitimate to purchase. And so when you send out a mail piece and somebody scans that code, clicks on an ad, you can capture all that information, start building lookalike audiences off of it because you know who is taking, you know specifically who is taking action. And so you meet those first party requirements. You're not relying on a pixel, and you can precisely target who is coming in to a store versus an online ad. Now, look, we're all advertisers, we're all marketers. We're not talking about ourselves as customers here, but think about the power you have in a conversation when you can educate a customer and say, you know, you can go out there and buy $10,000 worth of impressions on Facebook, but what's that going to buy you? What's the bottom line? I can tell you who's clicking on these ads because I can tell you with our mail piece who's scanning, who's taking action, who's converting, and who's moving through the funnel with a lot more specificity than this Google Ads agency from Minnesota. Right. I don't know if you're a Google Ads agency from Minnesota, and I mean nothing against you if you are, but using this method of advertising, we can capture with high level so much more first party data right from the start.
So it sounds like you're ready to kind of get in the meats and potatoes here on how you leverage the high level operating system and how you bring a traditional form of marketing into a super powerhouse of marketing for your customers. So, do you mind diving in a little deep with me on how you combine high level and that, and without giving all the secrets, right, and all the intellectual, the IP associated with it, but how does somebody combine both at a beginner level with curiosity?
Absolutely. Well, the nice thing about this is that you don't have to have a PhD. This is so simple to do. I'm more than happy with anybody listening to spill the beans because it's not IP. I mean, it's not anything. I'm not a genius, man. I just like solving problems. So the first thing you have to do, just like any other marketing talent would do, is know who you're speaking to. Know your customers, know their problems, know their challenges, know how you will explain their world will be better when they receive your client's mail piece or digital ad or whatever. You have to do this anyway. So spend your time investing in it. Know that customer value journey. The second thing is purchase your data. There are tons of great vendors out there, everything from credit agencies that have their data arms to probably local data vendors. You can ignore the random emails that come in and say, hey, I'd love to sell you this list of conference goers, but you can reach out to data companies out there. One that we like using is Aristotle, and purchase this data for relatively cheap. I mean, very cheap. And you can narrow it down to that type of customer you want to reach. And again, this is something that you as an agency owner can sell your clients on. And it's a great first revenue step. Then once you've understood who you're speaking to, you can start to do the normal copywriting processes and creative processes that you would with, like writing copy for digital ads. You can do the same thing for a direct mail piece. Know your offer, sell solutions, not features, everything like that. Now, this is where it starts to get a little bit different. We like to create a custom QR code for every single mail piece. And we like a specific call to action on that mail piece to simply be scan this code with your phone and get the offer today. Get 25% off your in-store order. Buy one, get one free, whatever it might be. And you can easily customize that QR code at a website called QRExplorer.com. Again, not not IP. I don't care if you know the process, because the more people that do this, the better our advertising will be.
So
And so
powerful. So
you oh,
not
sorry.
to, sorry to interrupt you, but so as I'm unpacking this and I'm starting to imagine it as a newbie, because I've never done this myself. I've never thought of, doing this type of combination with website, QR code, direct mail, and then incorporating high level with it. So it, correct me if I'm wrong here. What you're telling me is that if I have high level, any version of it, I can, with a QR code creator, I can make a QR code. I could purchase a list. I could import that list into my high level. I can create a landing page custom to the QR code. So that way, when they scan that QR code with the mail that they receive, it brings them to the website that I've built within High Level.
Correct.
And then,
Correct.
whether, regardless of what my offer is and their action is typically going to result in some, plugging in their name, phone number, email, or adding more information with what we have already. So, I mean, we may not have their phone number, we just have their address. They put their phone number and their email. Would that be that next value add that we would receive from that process?
100%. You hit the nail on the head. And the greatest thing about high level, this is the thing that makes high level magical for our process, is we can customize that landing page to the specific person. I mean, what is one lesson we all take to heart with our advertising? We are speaking one to one. So when you are able to say, JB, so pumped you scan that code because this is going to change your life. Think about how powerful that is for your audience for a second. Think about how wonderful that is when you can build out a sample template inside High Level, scan the code on a sample mail piece, and show your potential customer right there saying, imagine how many people are going to want to come into your shop when you have this. So
That
why are we
virtual
arguing
sales
about doing
letter, that virtual sales letter approach, I mean, it's giving me goosebumps because, to
this?
your point, I customize that. They know it's genuine. They know it's for them. There's a likelihood they're going to take more immediate action or at least fill in the information I'm asking for. It's brilliant.
100%. 100. Yeah. One example I love about this is, again, because I've been in politics for so long and tradition is so important here, I hate yard signs. And everybody knows during election season, these things pop up like mushrooms. They litter the sides of roads. They're obnoxious, but people love them. I don't know why, but they're never going away. So, what we've been able to do with High Level and direct mail is to put on our clients' mail pieces, hey, JB, scan this code if you want to get your yard sign. And then we take it to a landing page that has a form with no visible fields. And we say, click this button if you want your yard sign. And by embedding in that QR code all of the relevant data or uploading that list to High Level beforehand, we have the ability to validate that data on the next page and say, hey, great, so excited. Can you confirm that this is your address and can we get your phone number and email at the same time? The number of signs that we go through in people's yards where they actually serve value is ridiculous. And we can do this with home services. We can do this with our realtor clients. We can do this in so many unique and special ways. It is absolutely tremendous. And again, it's all first-party data. So now you start to pump that using High Level into your custom audiences in Facebook and Meta, and you start to build out these very wonderful workflows that continue to personalize the point of contact so that you're speaking to that one person every single time. Just
So,
it's mind-blowing.
what's so powerful, with what I'm consuming here is, we could even put the QR code on the door hanger or the lawn sign, and any traditional form of marketing, you could put that QR code, and that QR code goes right back into your high level, and then you're able to take it from there. It's so awesome, and I think it's such value if you find value with this, definitely make some time to implement it. And Robert, we're going to put some information down below on how people can get a hold of you and learn a little bit more. But before we go that route, with what you're doing and how you're doing it, what are some customer avatars or niches that you're working with within your agency to offer this service?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, we do a lot of political work because I'm just a political nerd from when I knew everything in the world, and I love to argue with people. So we are literally performing witchcraft in that niche. I mean, I've had probably 2 dozen conversations with clients and potential clients over the last year, easily. And I mean, we're talking six-figure contracts easily. By just showing them how powerful this digital environment is, I've had half a dozen of those clients say, "Is anybody else doing this?" I said, "Look, none of this stuff is rocket science." The same thing I told you. It's available for everybody to use, and every single one of them to a T has said, "No, nobody is doing this. Nobody is showing us what you're showing us." Where did this all come together? When did this start? I'm just like, look, it's been around for a while, right? So we're fine there. So we continue to work in that political industry because it's fun. It's what I know personally. It's what I have a long history with. But we, with another one of our agencies, work in real estate and home services. So we help real estate educators, right? If you work in the industry, you know you have to get a license, which means you have to take hours, really days and weeks of education courses before getting your license afterwards. We work with a lot of educators about this very subject. How can you personalize your marketing using traditional versus traditional and digital advertising together? But by and large, when you sell somebody a home, oftentimes they need a new roof, they need lawn care, they need windows cleaned, they need the services that take care of that home. So we're able to speak that same language there with those folks. And again, all of these things share one thing in common. They are talking to people where they're at. Voters, you target them in their home. Homeowners, obviously you target them in their home. So that's the commonality with all of the different industries that we serve, is you target people where they're at. And their castle, the place that makes them feel safest.
And now that you're sharing this and you're positioning the value behind it, I could see a home service, HVAC, plumber, pest control, a roofer, reactivating relationship with their campaign on a seasonal level. So correct me if I'm wrong, if somebody were to send out a direct mail piece or a follow-up mail piece, or a postcard, or even just a door hanger, or a little, Ziploc bag with a candle or a rock in it with a business card with their QR code to learn more. It sounds like that would work because the homeowner is used to that QR code experience, whether it was during the pandemic where we scanned them for our menus at restaurants, whether it was on TV commercials like the one you mentioned, or whether it's on a billboard or another form of advertising. People are used to seeing the QR codes. They've been educated with pointing their phone, seeing the link and clicking on it. I mean, we were at a trade show last month, and we had a board, we had a banner, we had our backdrop, and it had a QR code on it. And with that QR code, people would click on it, they'd put in their name, phone number, email, and then we would enter them in the drawing. So now that I'm looking at it, I might have taken it for granted because it's in the moment, but now that I look at it, we got tons of leads from that effort. I could imagine sending a postcard to thousands within a concentrated market that I'm looking, or a neighborhood that I'm looking to build relationships with. I could see that now happening as well, because we know that the homeowners in that area are getting other pieces of advertising mail, and they may have a need of whether replacing their roof, getting some rodents away, or just preparing to sell their home. They're open-minded to checking the mail and seeing what they can get from it.
100%. Again, you just hit the nail on the head, because, and that's the wonderful thing about this, is that it is so simple. When you just stop and think about it, it is so simple. to incorporate these sorts of media into high level and make both just that much more wonderful. I mean, it's look, I don't know if you believe in it or not. I love pineapple on my pizza.
Yes, I enjoy pine. If you're watching this live, don't judge us. Don't tune off. I am a pineapple and ham pizza lover myself.
It's
A little
amazing.
Hawaiian never hurt anybody. So,
No. And you know what? It makes that pizza better, and it makes that pineapple so much better with that salty pizza sauce, right? So all of that said, it can make what you do so much richer. And I always like to tell my clients, the most important person in your relationship with your customers is your customer. Remember, you need them. They don't need you. So if you don't make them feel special, and if you don't invest in that relationship, you're never going to get anywhere. So making this an opportunity, taking ways to build a deeper relationship with somebody that others aren't doing is just lights out. Think about it from a roofer's perspective. Roofers, their traditional way of advertising is pounding doors after a storm rolls through. And I like to tell my clients, imagine sending a little direct mail piece that says, "Hey, JB, your roof may be in need of a repair, but don't get caught flat-footed. Here's your 10-point checklist. Scan this code right away." And that code, which is specific to you, will capture all their information. And even if they do nothing else with you, they've clicked on a button. You know it's specifically them that clicked on a button. And you can follow up directly with them after the latest storm. It's wonderful for you as a roofer, but it makes that customer feel so much more special. And imagine if your client, the roofer, is able to also feel special by the fact that they stand out. I mean, it's witchcraft. It looks like witchcraft when it really isn't.
So one of the questions that just rolled up here was, they understand the websites, the forms, right? Pretty standard, pretty business as usual. Do you incorporate or embed workflows, conversations, and surveys, or can you incorporate that into after they click on that QR code? So do you have experience incorporating workflows and conversations and surveys? Like, how do you go about, like, we're going to jump a little bit in the weeds here. How do you incorporate, like, the automation behind the platform to work for the front end click or scan?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very easy to do that. So just like you would if somebody clicks on a digital ad, you'll have automations that follow up, that notify your sales team, whatever it might be. Again, the beauty of this direct mail is their address information, potentially their phone number and email address, all of that is already known. So when you embed that information into a QR code and you put it into a landing page that says, "Hey, JB, get your free checklist, get your discount, whatever it might be. Click on the button below to find out more." When they click on that button, that's essentially a form with a number of hidden fields that's pulling information either out of that URL parameter or referencing back to a contact that you've already uploaded into the system. And then it's just a matter of using a form trigger or a survey trigger to follow up email communications with that person, to notify your sales team that we have a hot lead, that you have 5 minutes to contact this particular person. You have all of that first party data, so you can start incorporating Facebook advertising with specific advertising to that person as part of an audience, saying, "Hey, we know that this person is at least interested, and they maybe didn't take that second step, but they took the first one, which is just saying they're interested." So those workflows would work the same way as you would for any other form of advertising. Again, it's what the beauty of all this is. It's very simple. You guys have done an amazing job making us look like wizards.
Well,
That's the beauty of it.
we always appreciate the compliment. We're blessed where our users have a transparent relationship with us, where they will tell us when we're doing great, when we could do better, and what we're doing fabulous at. And that is what allows our user community to help us fuel the high-level operating system, the software, the meats and potatoes of the features that we have currently and the ones that are in the making now on the roadmap. But I want to just back up a little bit here. It sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong here, whether you're new, if we have a new marketer that's listening in to this here on a replay, and they're like, okay, so if I'm understanding this right, I can, create a mail piece in Canva or in some sort of a graphic program. I can print up, 50 of them. I can get them personalized, whether I'm scraping, a directory of some sort, or I'm buying a list of some sort, and send them out with a custom QR code that has a website and a form fill within High Level to capture that information. And then when they get that card and they go to that QR code and they scan it and then fill out the information, that'll go into my High Level. And again, I'm just a newbie here. And when it goes into High Level, I could, at some point with the help or with self-learning, I could create an automation to target them to text, email. I can have a campaign to send out a follow-up or add them to a nurture sequence to stay in communication. And if I'm more of an ads professional, I can add a pixel to my page, my website page that I've created for them to go to, whether it's one-to-one or one-to-many, and that could also pixel them with retargeting ads if I've set that up through my different platforms. Is that
Correct.
accurate?
Yeah. In a nutshell, there is the same dynamism that you have with digital marketing. Yeah, the traditional way of digital marketing, right? Placing your Facebook ads, testing your ad copy, testing your audiences, teasing with different variations. You still have that same sort of ability with automations and High Level and direct mail. Absolutely. It's that simple. So if you work with somebody like us, and again, we're not the most seasoned people in High Level, we're learning just like a lot of you are. But if you're working with somebody like us, we've built out our automations to take advantage of these types of things and to understand how that dynamic works. So we don't rely on pixels almost at all in terms of our retargeting, because we're always building for how do we collect that first party data, because we already own it.
Amazing.
Now we're just asking the question, how do we refine that data? Make it more personal, make it more specific to the audience. So, I mean, another example of this could be somebody clicks on that code, you collect all that information, they take a survey, and now you're segmenting your audience based off what type of service they might need in their home. Right? And you could send a, I mean, if you're a lead gen agency and you're selling leads to somebody, you could literally put on a mail piece. We have everything you need to keep your home safe and clean. Interested in lawn care, home cleaning, roofing, windows, babysitting, yada, yada, yada. Dog poop cleanup.
There's so much use cases for it. I'm just thinking now,
Yeah.
if you host events, industry events, if you do trade shows and you're incorporating direct mail to alert contractors or attorneys who always check their mail. I mean, there's certain industries that always check the mail. They use fax machines. They are using the traditional way of doing business. They're using the cheese pizza, but they're adding their toppings on top of it as they
Correct.
evolve of how they do their business. This is amazing. And I think it's important for our audience to realize that we've taken a traditional concept, we've added some muscle and fuel on top of it, and now your creativity, your use case, your customer's needs dictates what you do next to amplify it and to make it better.
Yep.
Which is, I'm so grateful you could join us and share your story and share your use case. What comes up in the community a lot is there a snapshot? Is there a coaching? Is there some sort of office hours or training that's out there to help me with all this? And we have our workshops, our 3-day workshops. We have our spotlight sessions like this. We have our live success. But does your agency offer anything for someone that wants some coaching or some professional assistance with your proven framework that you've shared with us so kindly?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, people are going to criticize me for thinking this way. I don't like making money off other agency owners. So I love spending 90 minutes with an agency owner, a fellow colleague, and just saying, all right, what piqued your interest and what can I teach you? And then we go through that 90 minutes and we come up with a plan for how you can incorporate this process. I know there are people out there that make their living off building snapshots, and I don't judge them for it at all. But this is not something that you can begin with a snapshot. You need to understand just the process itself of tying the two together. And there is no snapshot that is a magic bullet. You just have to understand basic process flow. And that's what I love helping folks out with. So for fellow GHLers, I have a landing page. I have a calendar that you can block out 90 minutes of time when I'm available, when you're available, to just solve problems. Let's talk about this. That's
It's
it.
so powerful. To your point, it sounds like you offer a complimentary 90-minute session just to network, like that, right? It's
Correct.
imagine you're at a party, you're at a family gathering, and someone is like-minded like you. They're in the same field, or they have some sort of experience or interest that you do. You typically, sit a little closer to them. You have that conversation or that drink or that snack with them, and you start to pick their brain, share your story, share their story. Is that what you're offering typically to other marketers out there?
Absolutely. Now,
Awesome.
obviously, we have a focus of that conversation, but I'm here to make the world a better place. Look, the thing that brings value to me is the same thing I hope brings value to you, which is you're talking to somebody that knows something you don't know right now, and you're offering something in the same sort of fashion. I mean, I've learned more about solar than I ever thought I would know because I'm talking to other agency owners that I've met through the process of doing all of this. I know the industry so much better now, and I can market myself to those particular types of clients if I wanted to. It's another home service. It helps people live in their castle, protect their castle, and make it more comfortable. But there's no exchange of value here, except for the fact that we're exchanging knowledge. But on the same token, I'm able to go sell to more people, and I'm going to make money when they want to send out a direct mail piece because they understand there are people, I could do this myself, but I'd rather just go make money with the things I'm good at. And I'm going to let you make money with the things that you're good at. So at the end of the day, let's start with that 90 minutes because I can absolutely give you something that not many other people are doing right now. And it seems a little counterintuitive in the age of AI to use something like a piece of paper to make a lot more money, but you absolutely can. You 100% can make yourself stand out, and I would love to celebrate that win with you. I would absolutely love it.
Yeah, so question that comes up often is, which plan do I need to be on to do this functionality? Do I need to have the 97, the 297, the 497? Does it matter which plan? Is there some sort of any particulars that you need to make this happen?
Really, what you need is you just need websites. It would be helpful to have email and SMS, but really, you just need websites, forms, surveys, conversations. Now, when I joined High Level, I jumped right in. Annual plan at the agency level, right? So I would always recommend that. But look, if you jump in with the $97 a month plan, I don't even know what features it gives you all, because like I said, I dove in feet first without even looking. But if it gives you those basic functionalities, you should be fine. It should be easy for you to do.
And what's nice is that if you're watching this and you're on a trial now, you could use all the features and the best practices that Robert's shared with us today. Robert, somebody that is on the verge of giving up using High Level because it's so overwhelming, it's so much to consume and to practice. What tip or two would you give them if they plan on staying in this in service industry? Go ahead.
You don't, being a magician is not doing everything for all people. And look, you guys have way too much stuff for me to ever personally know inside high level. And that's fine. That's good because I know if I ever do have a question, I know where I can start. May not be the place that I end up, but I know where I can start on how to do something. But look, if you were overwhelmed by this process, take a step back, take a deep breath, understand a lot of us are in that same position right now. And just look at yourself and do a Stuart Smalley and say, you know what? You're good enough, you're smart enough, and damn it, people will like you by focusing on what makes you happy and what you're good at. Again, I work in a weird industry, political, but I love it. It's part of my personality. I love the stories I get from it. And I love using high level for those purposes. And I'm constantly learning about new things all of the time. But just understand, being a wizard is not doing everything. It's doing the right things for the people that matter to your business. Remember, your customers are the people you need to build relationships with. And if you make their life better, it doesn't matter how you do it. You just made their life better. So
So
just
powerful,
remember
man.
that. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up on that. So.
Yeah, we come across a variety of support tickets and questions and community comments and community questions and people have good intent when they first jump in the platform. They get overly excited, they get overly inspired, and then because of all the features, they navigate with help or they navigate alone and they run into roadblocks. And it's, from what I've learned and what I've seen, experienced myself, and what you're sharing, we all go through that. It's just making sure you have a clear vision of your plan, the result, the problem you solve, and the passion behind it. And everything kind of takes care of itself across time. So, Robert, I'm very grateful for you to spend time with us, the community, sharing your story, sharing, just what's working great for your clients in the political space, as well as home services, real estate. Appreciate you sharing, the different ways to implement it right now and the opportunity for people to click below on the link and find you on your socials, book a time with you on the calendar to get to know you and kind of cross-pollinate their ideas with your experiences to take their business to the next level. And we have a wide variety of users, from freelancers to new marketers to traditional ways of doing business to expanded AI-driven ways of doing business, all being done on high level. And if you're watching this now or you're getting ready to watch the rest of it, Robert Lee has proven to us from Lee Six Agency that you can incorporate traditional with modern and make it exciting and profitable for yourself and your customers. So if you're watching this and you are an individual user, you can incorporate these methods and these best practices for your individual business. And if you're a service provider, well, get started on this because your customers are going to love it. Robert, is there anything else you want to share before we wrap this up and move on?
No, so like I said, you will make my life that much more richer, and I will be dedicated to do the same thing for you if we can take an hour and a half to talk. So I have a special link for any of my fellow GHLers to set that dedicated time, but I'm also going to throw something in a little special for you. I have this friend here in Atlanta. His name is Kevin Scott. And he has this wonderful book called Eight Essential Exchanges. I'm going to send you a copy of that book because marketing, business, life is not about how smart you are with direct mail or GHL. It's just a feature that you can use to sell your personality to the world. And this book is a wonderful exercise in how it is that you can make choices about your life that will affect your ability to do business. And it's just one of those things I want to add some richness to your fabric as well as help you make thousands, if not millions of dollars more. So let's spend some time together. Let's have that conversation. Let's change the world. You can go to lee6.agency/GHL discovery, and I will be more than happy, more than privileged to spend that time with you.
That's it, Robert Lee. Thank you so much for spending the time, for sharing the value, for invigorating our community with new ways of thinking, and excitement with the product, but also incorporating traditional marketing in that mix. I'm looking forward to connect with you again. And for those that have tuned in, thank you for spending time with us. We greatly appreciate you consuming our content and being of value to the Go High Level community. Till next time, thank you.
Appreciate it, JB. Thanks, man.
Take care. Appreciate you too.